T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Beat the Hammer in just a moment. One clarification. James was talking earlier about that Cardinals-Brewers game tomorrow. That has not been postponed?
Yeah, so Bob Nightingale originally said that they were postponing today and tomorrow and a doubleheader on Sunday. Apparently, they have yet to take tomorrow's game off the schedule. So they are still playing a doubleheader Sunday to make up for tonight. But as of now, and it's up in the air, the Cardinals-Brewers game for tomorrow is still on the schedule.
One other note related to all this with Major League Baseball, it's being reported that the Florida Marlins, or Miami Marlins, whatever the heck they're called, with their 18 players having tested positive, there are plans, John, to get them bussed to Miami. How would you like to be the bus driver?
Oh, God.
That is given the responsibility.
There has to be some sort of like containment bus
has
they
to
can
be.
Use.
Yeah,
has there's no be. Way they're going to ask someone to do that.
Yeah, I mean, to bus them to Miami.
There's definitely some sort of like bus that has the drive, like, you know, an airplane where you can't get into the cockpit.
It's
like
not
that
a yellow,
type of thing.
Not a yellow
drive
school bus.
Drive in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, that too. Yikes.
Unbelievable. All right. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's just absurd. God bless the guys. Hopefully it works out, but it's just crazy. All right, let's do what we do every single Friday. And I am, in fact, on a roll with the record coming into this week's Beat the Hammer of, I don't have it in front of me. I had it.
127-16.
127?
So sad that I did that.
127-16. We play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, and our contestant today is Matt in North Wales. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Joe. I'm excited to play again. And first of all, I just want to say that's an amazing golf story you have. I was laughing my head off when you said that. That's unbelievable. I golf a lot, and I have never done that in my life.
Me neither. And before
congrats,
this.
Congrats
most people,
that.
I would
Thank
say,
you.
Have not.
Now,
yeah.
I will say, in my defense, sir, there was one hole going, I'll call it north, and one hole going south, and a tee box right there. So, I mean, I can see how I did it. You had to go around bushes to get to the other tee box, but I didn't know that, and it was the first time I was there. All right, Matt, when we play Beat the Hammer here, you'll be playing for a $25 gift card to Salad Works, your local Philadelphia Salad Works. Wants to help pay it forward. Spend $20 or more at Salad Works and get a $5 gift card to come back yourself or give it away. Order at SaladWorks.com for free delivery or curbside pickup at your local Salad Works. For you, it's real easy, Matt. Well, not so easy. The easy part is if you win, you get the $25 gift card. The hard part, of course, is winning. Matt, I'm going to step in the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, buddy.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks, Matt.
Matt, you said something I picked up on there. Did you say
again?
Again?
You played? Have you played Beat the Hammer before?
Well, I played a few weeks, not more than a few, and I beat him in pop culture maybe a month and a half ago.
That makes sense. Got you. Because I didn't remember you playing the sports one.
You know, I was actually just wondering that. Is there anyone on the list that has beaten him in both?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think so. I'm not sure if everyone who won pop culture beat the Hammer, but I'm pretty sure no. So I think so. I think you have a chance to become the first cross two-time winner of Beat the Hammer. This could be exciting, Matt. So let's make
that would
this
be
happen.
Awesome.
Yes, let's make it happen. Literally everyone is rooting for you.
Right. True that.
Matt, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Yes, let's go.
All right. Category today. Getting back into action this weekend. We're talking a little current Sixers and current Flyers.
All right.
For today's Beat the Hammer. Obviously, exhibition stuff doesn't count. This is all just regular season stuff. Are you ready to roll?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Only one Sixers player has played in all 65 games they've played this season. Name him.
Tobias Harris.
Ivan Provorov is one of two Flyers defensemen who scored over 30 points this season. Name the other.
Sean Couturier.
Who did the Flyers, who did the Sixers play against in their first game of the season way back on October 23rd, 2019?
Boston Celtics.
Who has scored the most points for the Flyers this season?
Jake Voracek.
Ben Simmons leads the Sixers in assists this season. Who is second?
What's the last question? Let's go with Joel Embiid.
All right, though. Two, Matt.
Those are tricky.
Two are good. I think, look, the last time he went to a tiebreaker on one. So,
yeah.
And
I feel good about
it. I do,
too.
Like,
here,
current
actually.
Stuff is not his best wheelhouse type stuff. It's more of the old stuff that is hammered in.
Yeah, plenty of time.
I like this. Hang in, Matt. We're going to put you on hold. There could be a tiebreaker. Hang in. We're going to wave the hammer back in. Waving him back in. All right.
This is different because I've been in that room with Joe for every
time.
Beat the Hammer, and now I'm sequestered away.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I feel a little put off, a little.
It's different.
Yeah, off kilter, I should
Let's
say.
Let's hope he does, right? Let's hope that makes him feel off.
Yeah. How you feel, Joe?
Huh?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good, that's
good.
Oh, good.
What's going on?
You ready to roll?
Yeah.
Okay. Category for the week. As expected, they're back in action. We're talking a little Sixers, Flyers, current Sixers and Flyers. Only regular season stuff. The exhibition games that have been played do not count.
This Matt North Wales guy, how'd he do?
Did all right.
Okay.
Ready to roll?
But how did he do?
He did all right.
Okay. So all right's 2 out of 5.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe it's 4 out of 5.
Nah, because 4 out of 5 would be.
Maybe it's 5 out of 5.
Maybe it is.
Maybe we don't
Why would
tell
I tell you?
You?
I'm not going to tell you. I never do. Why would I actually tell
you? Yeah, but I kind of sleuthed it out of you.
Let's go.
Okay. And frankly, I think he did 1 out of 5. That's my guess.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go.
Okay.
So you know what you need to beat if you are correct.
Well, I don't know. I just think.
I said if you are correct.
Okay.
Joe.
Sure.
All right. You ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Only one Sixers player has played in all 65 games they've played this season. Name him.
Wow. I'll say Tobias Harris.
Ivan Provorov is one of two Flyers defensemen who scored over 30 points this season. Name the other.
One of two Flyers defensemen, 30 points. Pass.
Who did the Sixers play against in their first game of the season way back on October 23rd, 2019?
Celtics.
Who has scored the most points for the Flyers this season?
Between Konechny and Drew and Couturier, I'll say Konechny.
Ben Simmons leads the Sixers in assists this season. Who is second?
Per game or total?
Both.
Tobias.
Ivan Provorov is one of two Flyers defensemen who scored over 30 points this season. You won 3-2.
Three to what?
3-2.
Wow. That's how you do it. That's survive in advance, baby. Who's the assist? Is it Josh Richardson? I don't know if
Al
it's going to be
Horford.
I thought about
it's
Horford.
Al Horford. Horford is second
that is
in assists. And Matt Niskanen
I
is
thought
the other defenseman who scored over 30.
I thought about Horford. And 128.
Wow.
How about that? You know what? I'll just raise my hands like Montana. Remember Montana would gracefully just raise his hands. Like,
see, Richie, aren't you happy you're not in that studio anymore?
I did it.
Perfect, right?
I'm the man right here. 128 victory. Let's talk to Matt.
Matt did good.
Matt, I guess you gave it a go, but not enough of a go.
Yeah, they were tough. And congrats, Joe.
Thank you.
Found a way, but tough questions. But that was fun. And
it was fun. Congrats to you as well, though. Congrats on your loss. I mean,
you
gave it. You know, congrats.
Matt was good. I want Matt to play again.
Could have
gotten
either
like,
way.
Yeah, Matt
really.
Was confident.
They
in
were
his answers.
They were good questions.
Yeah.
That Horford one's tricky. Good questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, congrats, Joe.
Thank you, buddy. Matt, can you look into that camera and say 128 Hammer Victors?
No, I'll take a pass on that
All
one.
All right. Matt, I'll tell you what, because you're a good guy, we're going to give you the $25 gift card. It's how it works.
Thank you,
That's
Joe.
Good looking
Absolutely.
Out,
Joe. Let me put you on hold. We'll get your information and get you the gift card from Solid Works. And with that, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Makes me happy. Lets me go into the week with a smile on my face. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Peter. Peter, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, rocking my brand new Eagles face mask and rocking a Take Out Bloody Mary because I can.
There you go.
What was the mask?
Eagles.
Yeah, no, not at the same time. A baseball and Eagles point, if I may.
Sure.
Baseball has one chance to unscrew the situation, shut it all down for 2 weeks, quarantine everybody up to the owner, and then reemerge in a bubble. Otherwise, forget about it. It's not happening.
Well, yeah. The question is how.
That makes a lot of sense.
But how? Where?
And
where
I'm
and
not
how?
Sure. Maybe Arizona. I'm not sure how it's possible, but
right.
I don't see any other way for it to happen.
Arizona.
John, I wanted to say about Doug Peterson going not as inventive in the past. I think because he didn't have the horses, and I think it all explains why they went speed, nonstop for sophism.
Well, I mean, I hope, but I don't necessarily buy into that idea that you can't run interesting formations and motions and concepts with players that aren't all-stars. I've seen coaches do it. I mean, football's football. You teach the guys, they will run the plays that you create. We didn't create plays. Well, I mean, I should say the offensive staff didn't do enough of innovation when they needed it.
Well, Mike was a terrible coordinator, sad to say.
I certainly second that.
It makes me sad because he quarterbacked my college football team.
Yeah, well,
loved him back in the day.
He might be okay as a wide receiver coach, but he's not
great,
a good offensive coordinator.
All right, Peter, what do you got, a memorable side character?
I'm going to change my answer because after hearing you guys discuss it, I'm going to go with the actor James Whitmore, who played Brooks in Shawshank.
That's a good answer right there.
That is a perfect answer.
That really is. Brooks Hadley in Shawshanks.
Hadley.
That's what I said, Hadley.
Hadlin.
Oh, Hadlin?
Brooks Hadlin.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Hadley. Fair enough. Shawshank, that's a great answer. Brooks is a really good answer. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead. In addition to the calls about baseball and the issues they're having, and from a football standpoint, whether you think Lewis Riddick is on point or not with his assertion that people are sleeping on the Eagles and overlooking the Eagles, and I do agree with him. I think the Eagles are far more a threat for the NFC than many people around here think. Also up ahead, an idea for the NFL that hit me after our show yesterday related to coronavirus and an idea for them to consider. It's out of the box. It's probably something you haven't thought of. Maybe you already have. I don't know. But we have not discussed it. What it is, I'll lay it out next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
I am so excited that sports are back. Basketball and hockey are here and football's right around the corner. I loved being a pro player, but like you, I'm a lifelong fan. After all about the home team, right? That's why I go with the home team, and I have the home field advantage when it comes to sports betting. My team at Parks Casino Sportsbook is right here in Bucks County. That means your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app right here in the Delaware Valley. The only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in the whole state of Pennsylvania. Bet with the best. My team at Park Casino Sportsbook, the home team. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. That's parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. Parks Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.